A far-right rally in Portland, Oregon yesterday descended into violence and eventually gunfire. Right-wing groups, including the Proud Boys, clashed with members of Antifa and other counter-protesters throughout the city. But after the worst of the fighting died down in northeast Portland, a man fired a gun at a group of people downtown. No one was injured, and the police arrested that man immediately. But the incident is just the latest spate of extremist violence in Portland. Jonathan Levinson has been reporting on this for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Jonathan, you were at the rally yesterday. What do we know about how it started and how it maybe ended?
So it happened yesterday. It was early evening around 5:45, like you said, in downtown. It was far away from where the violent clashes earlier in the day had been. At the same time that the Proud Boys were holding this rally, on the outskirts of the city, there was a counter rally being held downtown, and that's where the shooting took place. Witnesses who saw the whole thing unfold said there were two black kids standing on a street corner, and they asked an older man who had been following them to stop. He proceeded to make racist comments about lynchings, and witnesses said he even had photos of lynchings that he was showing them on his phone. This apparently caught the attention of the crowd, which started yelling at him. The man pulled out a knife, proceeded to back up and pull out a gun as well. And some in the crowd followed him, and at least two people in the crowd were also armed. And this whole thing came to a head as the man crouched behind a garbage can on a street corner, pointed his gun at two other people across the street. He fired at them. They returned fire. In total, about seven rounds were fired back and forth. Other journalists and I were behind vehicles about 50 feet away. And the man ran off, still carrying his gun. We followed him for about three blocks, at which point the police arrived and arrested him.
This is all part of the original far-right rally, and it appears to me, at least, that every time the far-right extremist groups stage a rally in or around Portland, counter-protesters show up. Is that pretty fair?
That's fair. I do want to clarify. The shooting, it's not clear that it was part of that rally.
We don't know not if sure it's connected. That guy.
Right. But these groups, you know, they go back and forth constantly. Last year's rally was really this astounding amount of violence right in the heart of downtown. Lasted a couple hours. It was just open brawling with weapons, and it was right next to police headquarters. And just like yesterday, the police were nowhere to be seen. The far right groups have been pretty absent from Portland since January 6th. They've been coming back in the past few weeks. So, you know, they may be regaining a little bit of strength or momentum, but I think the biggest takeaway from these events is not about the Proud Boys or Antifa. It's local government. The police were nowhere yesterday as people engaged in... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask because we got this statement from Police Chief Lavelle who said, you should not expect to see police officers standing in the middle of the crowd trying to keep people apart. We only have about 30 seconds, but any idea why?
You know, they say that they have to protect First Amendment rights and that they just don't have the ability to get involved when two groups are willingly engaging in fights like this. If it escalates to a certain level, they say they will get involved. But up until a certain point, it's safer, I guess, they say, to stand by and let it happen.
So quickly, do we expect there to be more violence in Portland in the future?
I mean, August has always been a bad month for political violence here for a few years now, and this month is shaping up to be no different.
Jonathan Levinson, reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting on far-right violence in Portland yesterday. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.